It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you at Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark. And weather has been the topic today as we've had severe weather coverage. Started out digitally on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. We're back across parts of the Hail Varsity Radio Network again. Prayers and thoughts with the good folks at Garner Industries east of Lincoln, around 70th and Cornhusker Highway, where Garner Industries took a major hit from that tornado. You have footage and still shots coming in from some residential regions in Elkhorn, and more storms could pop up, may pop up. Tornado watch in effect till 9 tonight for much of eastern Nebraska. We say hi to Jacob Padilla from Hail Varsity and Herd at Sports. Jacob, thank you for jumping in the stream and on air with us. You appear to be safe, and kind of give us just a quick update with where you're at and how you're dealing with the severe weather, the tornadic activity, because I know you're up in Omaha.
Yeah, I'm in the kind of borderline between Bellevue, Ralston, Omaha, Millard kind of area, just in the middle of all that. So we're getting pretty heavy rain and some hail right now. I know they just kind of extended a tornado warning out to 515 in this area. Haven't seen anything in our area yet, although this second one coming up from the south looks like we could be somewhat impacted by that, depending on what happens there. So it's kind of continuing to monitor here. I'm on a third floor apartment, so haven't had a need to evacuate at all anywhere at this point, but we'll have to see how that goes. Yeah, just kind of been following along with all the stuff happening out there in Elkhorn, north of Bennington area. Just kind of hoping that it doesn't get any worse at this point.
Totally agree with you on that. You've got shelter, I assume you can get to. Is there a basement region for your apartment?
Yeah, we can go down. We'll be all right.
Okay.
It's Jacob Padilla with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Jacob, it's hard to turn back to sports on a day like today. That's kind of where I'm going. I guess we're just speculating here, but is the spring game in danger tomorrow with just the horrible weather news we've seen today? A lot of people within the state of Nebraska having lost a home, friends and family have lost a home. Cleanup efforts will be underway, I'm sure. Do you look at the spring game tomorrow as being at risk of being played?
I guess I don't. I don't really know the damage and quite what's been done down there. Obviously, need to clear up transportation and all that. Depending on how quickly this kind of resolves, goes through, I think they'll probably go ahead as planned, but that depends on, again, what kind of damage get done and I guess how the front goes through. I know like the entire weekend weather's not supposed to be great. That was already something I know people are kind of having their eye on even before it kind of turned into what we're getting today. So something to certainly keep an eye on. But I think if it just kind of blows through here and we can take care of whatever needs to be taken care of tonight, they'll be okay. But that's certainly a possibility if things get worse.
Jacob, I want to go to Portal real quick and just get away from the weather for 2 seconds. And while we have you here for the next couple of minutes and thinking about you and all the folks in Omaha and want you to be safe, the Portal news, you have 3 Bell West T-Birds found new homes and wanted to get your reaction there with William Kyle off to UCLA, Chucky Hepburn to Louisville, and, of course, Frankie Fiddler off to Michigan State. What do you think of their landing spots?
Yeah, it's certainly interesting how this all plays out and how quickly things can move. Where if maybe a school misses out on somebody they were going hard for, how quickly they can pivot. And someone like UCLA kind of swooping in for William Kyle wasn't necessarily on the initial list, wasn't one that he had the visits kind of pre-scheduled that we already heard about. But I guess with the way things played out, they kind of targeted him and honed in on him as a priority and made that kind of big push for him. And it obviously landed for him to commit there. So it'd be interesting to see him and then St. Thomas also at USC coming back, being in the Big Ten next season. And obviously, like you said, Frankie Fiddler at Michigan State as well. And I'm not surprised by that. When I had heard that he really enjoyed the visit up there, kind of the you asked me about the Chucky Frankie team up thing last week, and like I said, I don't think that was something they talked about for sure, but I don't think it was like, all right, let's do this. It was just kind of like, if it happens, so be it. But I think that's pretty good fit for him. Tom Izzo hasn't has kind of taken transfer sparingly, just really plugged him into a hole as opposed to hitting the portal hard every season. So must have seen something there that could be a really good fit with what they've got coming back around him and what they're trying to build for next season. And he's got some veteran guys around him that he can just go out there and kind of fill that scoring hole on the wing there. We've seen a guy like Joey Hauser have a really good career up there. Not the same player exactly. Joey's a little bit bigger, a little bit more of a post than Frankie is, but similar kind of skilled forward type. So I think that's pretty good landing spot for him. And obviously, Michigan State isn't what they haven't been what they once were, but it's still a huge name in college basketball. And for Kidra Omaha to kind of have that opportunity after seemingly enjoying what he found there, I am sure that was really appealing to him and his family. And then Chucky, with the Louisville deal, you've got Pat Kelsey taking over there, trying to kind of revitalize that program. And obviously, again, another huge name in college basketball, one that's been among the worst high major teams in the country the last few years. So you need guys that can come in and stabilize things, can kind of be that transition class that gets them back to where they want to go. And Chucky's a guy that's played a lot of basketball, really good defender, obviously, an experienced floor general. I'll be curious to see kind of what the season looks like for him offensively, because at Wisconsin thing, it never really seemed to click. Like he'd succeed in one area and struggle in others, and then kind of flip it the next year. So I'll be curious to see just kind of how he slots into Kelsey's offense and what they're going to ask of him, and obviously the pieces they put around him, how all those fit together. But it's a guy that Kelsey took a look at the landscape and was like, hey, we need an experienced point guard. He's one that's played at the highest level of the sport in the Big Ten, and made a push for him. And Chucky was obviously kind of interested in what Kelsey was selling.
Jacob, we're up against a hard break here. Do you mind if we keep you for another couple minutes in this? I need to ask you about Creighton, Nebraska, and how much work they still need to do in the transfer portal.
No, I'm good.
All right. We'll have more with Jacob Padilla here on Hail Varsity Radio. We're powered by Cornhead Lager. We'll have some thoughts on the NFL draft here next hour. A couple of shocks, surprise-wise, with picks. We'll also get you set for the spring game with some storylines in hour two. Bill Dolman going to be with us. But Jacob Padilla talking some hoops and giving us an update weather-wise from where he's located in Omaha. Hail Varsity Hour 1 continues. We're powered by Cornhead Lager.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
One final time this hour, it's Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager. Jacob Padilla with us, and Elijah, you've got an update here out of Omaha, the Elkhorn region.
Yeah, according to scanner traffic, 30 to 40 houses gone, and the police on the ground are calling for mass casualty resources in that area.
So, again, prayers with our friends in Elkhorn with this tornado, this storm, this event that has gone through eastern Nebraska in Lincoln.
Schmidt, we also have some more breaking news here. Back to basketball. This up on Jacob Bedilla's Twitter. Trey Alexander with some news, Jacob.
Yep, he has declared for the NBA draft. No surprise there. The deadline was tomorrow. I think everybody was kind of expecting this. Obviously, he has up until the early withdrawal deadline to change his mind on that. But I would be surprised at this point.
Baseball tonight at Haymarket has been delayed. The start time for the first game of the Iowa-Nebraska series delayed. Jacob, we're running up against it. Thanks again for giving us some of your time. Thought on Creighton and Nebraska as far as what could be next for them for Coach Mack and Coach Hoiberg portal-wise in the roster construction.
Yeah, for Creighton, the big deal, the next big deal is Ryan Kalkbrenner and what he decides. That's kind of the big one. It kind of seemed like things were shifting more towards him potentially being back. Obviously, you can't ever assume anything now with the way the portal operates and the way teams operate in the portal, even before players have entered the portal. This next week is kind of the final. May 1st is the deadline to enter the portal for basically everybody at this point, even grad transfers. So you have up until that date to hop in if you want to play next season. So this the we'll have to see kind of what happens there. If they bring him back, obviously they've already added Jemiah Neal on the wing. We learned that yesterday. He's an athletic wing that can provide some defensive versatility, kind of replace Baylor Shireman, not skill for skill, but just in terms of spot in the lineup. And now, we've seen them go after a lot of backcourt help. I think we're expecting Steven Ashworth back. We're expecting Trey Alexander probably not back, like I said. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're looking for another playmaker in the backcourt to kind of lessen the pressure on the freshman coming in to be an impact guys right away. Although I think Larry Johnson is a guy that could play right away and they would have no problems if he picks things up. So that's kind of where we're looking at next for Creighton is, all right, figure out the Kalkbrenner situation and what they're doing there and then potentially adding a little bit more firepower in the backcourt. As for Nebraska, they gotta fill out the roster still. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've seen them kind of miss on some guys that they've made pushes for recently. So again, as this kind of last wave of transfers enter the portal, I'm sure we'll see some new targets pop up. And we'll have to see kind of this next wave. All right, who do they get in for visits? Obviously, they've already done some good work to kind of round out the rotation, but I think you're still hoping for a difference maker or two to go with what you've got coming back and what you've already added in terms of role players. So we'll see kind of what new names pop up on their radar here as the final wave of transfers enter the portal.
And Jacob, we're running up against here. I think you could also make the argument that Rink Mask coming back could be bigger than any portal addition that currently remains in the portal. We don't have enough time for you to speak on that, but I think that should be noted.
We'll see if he is back or not. Jacob, you be safe and take care, and we'll see you, okay?
Sounds good. New siren going off.
Oh, man. Be safe. Jacob Bedilla up in Omaha. Hour 2 on the way with Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager.